Bloomberg Group urges Biden to undertake gun control by executive order. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 17, 2020. Michael Bloomberg, back every town for gun safety, is urging President-elect Joe Biden to enact gun control via executive order. The NREA points out there are three areas in which every town seeks executive gun control. Those areas are private gun sales, greater regulation on federal firearm license holders, FFLs, and more regulatory control on 80% lowers/pistol frames. The New York Times reported the push for executive gun control, noting every town president John Feinblatt worked closely with Biden while he, as vice president under Barack Obama, pushed various gun controls in response to the December 14, 2012, Sandy Hook elementary attack. The Times noted the vote for post-Sandy Hook gun control was held months after the attack, with the result that gun control failed to pass. Feinblatt is pressing Biden not to wait at this point, but to aggressively pursue executive gun control as soon as he is sworn in. Feinblatt contrasted today with the months immediately following Sandy Hook, saying, "There's an entirely different environment where people know that gun safety is a public health crisis." On December 14, 2020, the 8th anniversary of the Sandy Hook attack, Biden declared gun violence a national health crisis that must be confronted, stressing thoughts and prayers are not enough. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.